This audio production is brought to you by TheBestDayEver.com, David Wolf's premium longevity member site.
Okay, welcome everyone. This is your host, Lucian Gauthier, and I am here with our resident herbal expert, Truth Calkins. Truth Calkins studied under the father of Chinese herbalism in America, Ron Teagarden. And recently we had the great opportunity to visit Dragon Herbs, which is the first time that I've picked up my own bag of longan berries. I thought about doing extensive research to prepare for this interview, because I don't know anything about longan whatsoever. I just saw it. I talked to Ron Teagarden's wife. She's a wonderful lady. And she recommended for me on my travels to take some longan because they're great as a snack. They're great while you're traveling. And she mentioned that they're a great blood tonic and so forth. So I thought that I would just go into this interview completely uninformed, Truth, so that I could just really try to ask some innocent questions from a completely beginner's point of view. I mean, I've been doing, just a huge amount of the Chinese herbs the last year, and it's been a real revelation in terms of immune system, neurotransmitter health, digestion, blood purification. I mean, the Chinese herbal system is producing some amazing results for a lot of people, you know, in the industry. So I thought I would just ask you some basic questions about longan, such as what makes it a Chinese herb? What makes it such a prized herb rather than just a simple fruit?
Well, the Chinese, going back for thousands of years, have been consuming foods and testing and feeling. Very enlightened Chinese have been able to feel where it goes to the meridians, been able to find some foods are drug-like in their chemical nature, and they can be used only under certain situations, like a drug to cure an acute problem, you know, to remove phlegm or heat or false fire or to treat certain disorders. And those all got categorized in the inferior herbs, because that's inferior healthcare in the Taoist school, because it's not used to promote health. You don't take them daily. They're drug-like herbs you use to help a disease after you got sick. And there were certain herbs that they found were subtle. They didn't have a drug-like action. Therefore, they were safe to eat like a food every day. They seemed to have an intelligence, like they were bipolar. They could modulate. And some Western herbs you don't take all the time. You cycle. It's good the first few times, then you stop taking it. You go back and take it again. You get better response. If you go on and off certain things, you don't repeat them. That's why we never eat the same food every day. We would get bored of it for one thing, but we'd run out of nutrients. But the Chinese found there's certain foods that they ate and studied that seemed to have bipolar, what we call scientifically bipolar or double direction or immune modulating, but they could just say was a superior herb, because it had some sort of superior ability or intelligence to know if your immune system's overactive or blood pressure's too high or nervous system's too high and you're stressed, it will have an adaptogenic effect and bring it down. Or if it's those same things are too low, it will have an adaptogenic effect and bring it up. And therefore, and that herb seems to be found to nourish a certain energy pathway in the body and go to a certain core organ system or energy, like Jin, Qi, or Shen, or heart, kidney, lung, spleen, or nourish a certain element, earth, air, water, fire, you know, which is associated to meridians and psychological dispositions. It gets quite esoteric, but basically they could test these foods and they could determine what they would call a tonic herb, a tonic food, meaning you can, not only can you eat it every day, it's actually best if you eat it regularly, because it keeps balancing and it keeps nourishing that part of the body wherever it goes. There's a star system in Ron's book, 5 to 1 stars for tonic herbs. To be a tonic herb, it has to nourish one, if not more, of the three treasures. And it has to have a cumulative anti-aging longevity health benefit, meaning you can eat it every day. The body doesn't get tired of it. It keeps balancing and balancing and tonifying that part of the system that it helps to build health with no side effect. That's a tonic herb. So the longan is a 4-star tonic herb because it nourishes the second treasure so profoundly. It nourishes qi and it builds blood. Okay. But it actually has, which we'll go into a little further, it actually has some effect on the third treasure too, because it affects the heart. So the organs it tonifies are the spleen, of course, because it's a blood and qi tonic, and the heart. Now, as a qi tonic, longan it's pretty amazing, because a lot of the classic qi tonics like ginseng or astragalus, you do have to be careful. They can be quite young, and for someone who can be, you know, pushing themselves in the yang lifestyle like myself, I've noticed the power of a yang qi tonic, like ginseng or astragalus, but I've also experienced the effect of taking too much. And I know I said you can't take too much of a three treasure herb. You can, the side effects are never permanent, they're only short term. You can if you don't regulate yin and yang. The jing, all the three treasure herbs, all the tonic herbs, are going to categorize in atmospheric temperature being cooling or warming, and they're going to be categorized in the great principle of yin and yang, okay? So the qi tonics that are the most famous that I started with are more yang, and they're more atmospherically warming. Now, the thing I like about longan as a qi tonic is you can't really do that because it is slightly warming atmospheric-wise, but it's not yang. It doesn't stimulate. If anything, to me, it feels more yin, and that's because it nourishes blood. And if there was a yin and yang to the second treasure, to qi, think of the blood, because blood is a component of qi, sort of a spinoff of the second treasure of qi. So, but blood is the yin component of qi, and qi is sort of the yang component of qi. So the most immediately thought of qi tonics, like ginseng and astragalus, are yang in their nature, in their action. And if you take too much, it's, you know, for a person that's already yang, that's not going to bring you into balance. But because longan is such a blood qi tonic, and blood is the yin component of qi, longan is very yin to me. And as a qi tonic, you know, and a blood tonic, it's fantastic. I've used it personally, like on backpacking trips, because it's so easy to grab a bag of longan berries and throw it in your pack and just snack on these throughout the day. You want to be careful. You don't want to overeat longan, especially if you're not super healthy, because there's a little cleansing effect in your stomach. You could feel a little nauseous if you eat too much. But it's quite easy to have a few handfuls every few hours throughout the day. And some of my most successful backpacking trips, even if it's an all-dayer or if it's a two- or three-dayer, and I literally have on one such occasion, I've lived on longan berries. And I didn't have much to bring with me. I just had water and longan berries for about 2 days straight, while hiking about 16 miles a day at 8,000 feet high up in the sun. And it's such a great qi tonic. It really helps build stamina and endurance as a qi tonic. And it really builds energy. And it builds blood, of course, which is great for people with anemia, because blood is a part of our energy, especially if you tend to run low blood. And that's more women than men, usually, because women menstruate, and they tend to get borderline anemic very easily. So longan is fantastic for women. You know, the primary function of longan is to nourish the blood and then to calm the mind, and that's because of the shen, the heart effect, and to strengthen the spleen and to tonify qi, because it's such a good qi tonic. So as a blood tonic, it's really up there as a premier blood tonic in Chinese medicine, which a lot of people don't realize. They think of Donglai first or the mania or other blood herbs, but longan, it's overlooked. I think it's overlooked, and I think it's underused today because of the shen and the blood and the qi effects. But it's a premier blood tonic in Chinese medicine. It's about 15 times higher than, say, spinach in iron. So that's why it's so good, especially for vegans that run anemic easily. Longan berries, really great blood tonic. It is naturally a fruit, so it does have some sugar. So you want to be cautious of the sugar consumption if you're someone that's prone to more candida or things like that. It's great for building blood, very high in the iron, strengthens the spleen. So with a stronger spleen, you're going to extract more qi from your food, from everything you eat. It's going to give you more energy. And you're going to build more blood from all the food you eat. And with vital blood, you're going to have more vitality and more energy as well, especially for women. And this increased qi is what really enhances the energy and the stamina. And as a dried fruit, because you can just eat it, you don't have to prepare it, you don't have to cook it, you don't have to steep it, you don't have to put it in capsules. You can just snack on it. It's great for a backpacker's food or for traveling or for athletes or for working when you just want a snack. It promotes peripheral circulation. It warms up cold hands and feet. And that's got to be because of the qi aspect, strengthening the spleen and vitalizing the blood. And that blood moves and the qi, the meridians are moving. So the qi leads the blood and the two are kind of working together. And that's something when I had more low thyroid for sure in the past, I noticed also even more as a raw food vegan in the past. I would stand in a cold store like Erewhon all day and my hands and feet were like ice. And when I shake people's hands, that I was constantly reminded. If you consume longan, it really helps this because it is a warming herb, but it's not too yang. It's not stimulating. So you can eat a fair amount of it, and it's going to build that blood and circulate it, and it's going to increase that that circulation so it can warm up the hands and feet. Now, it's been famous longan as a skin tonic, going back in Chinese medicine as a beauty food for a couple thousand years. It really adds luster and beauty to the skin through the blood tonification. And the blood components are also famous for, believe it or not, boosting sexual function. And it's really had a strong following in China for the last 2,000 years among women because, A, of the beauty, beautifying aspect of the skin, but because of the sexual component for women that are sensual and that want to enhance their sexual and sensuality. And I think that comes because of the blood component. It builds blood, so it makes you more vital in a reproductive level. It makes your sexual function improves. But I think also because of the Shen effect of longan. Longan also tonifies the heart, and the heart is the seat of Shen. And there's really nice subtle Shen effects that come from longan. And I think the way it affects the emotions, it calms the emotions and it improves emotions. Women can be a little more sensitive emotionally sometimes, and the longan builds the blood, which keeps them vital and grounded and strong, makes the skin beautiful, but it enhances their emotions in the heart. And if your love is connected, if your sexual life is connected to the heart, longan adds to the sexual life, I think, through the blood aspect and through the Shen aspect, because it's such a great heart tonic, and it's so good for the emotions. So longan, although it's not classically called a Shen tonic, I really would say that it is, because it nourishes the heart, it calms the mind. It's believed to add radiance to the eyes, and this is coming not from the blood component or the Qi component. I think it's more coming from the Shen component, because people are calmer and more centered, and they have a sense of inner happiness from the longan. They've used it to relieve heart palpitations in Chinese medicine because of that calmness and that anti-anxiety effect in the heart. They've used it as a sleep tonic. There's a formula that's classic tonic that goes way back called ginseng and longan. They mix longan with ginseng. It makes it even more potent. So they use it for insomnia. They use it to promote deep and refreshing sleep. Even eating longan by itself will have this effect. But if you take it in formulation where it's combined with other herbs, it's even more profound as a sleep tonic. So I like to take every night, I like to take ginseng and longan and ginseng and sisyphus. Because longan and sisyphus together is amazing for sleep. Deep, long, refreshing sleep. And sleep is something that is, I think it's a major deficit in the modern world. And I think it's highly underrated at how powerful sleep restores your Shen and your Jing and your Qi, everything. And it'll extend your life and it'll extend the quality of your life while you're awake in your body, because you feel so good and happy and balanced with full proper sleep. And longan's great for sleep. Sisyphus with it is great for sleep. But if you take it in formulation where they add ginseng with it, now ginseng is a Qi tonic, you wouldn't think you'd want to take it for sleep because it could be energizing, but a little bit of the right quality ginseng, it has to be over 6 years old, so it's balanced and ginsenicide, it actually has a modulating effect. It's not a stimulator, it's more of a regulator. And if you take a little bit of ginseng with a good dose of longan and sisyphus, now the ginseng has an adaptogenic effect that actually helps with sleep. You could use it as a sleep tonic. Or sometimes they won't actually use ginseng, they'll use cottonopsis, which is another qi tonic root that's similar to ginseng, but it's a little more yin and cooling and not quite as strong. So long is great for sleep. It's also used for forgetfulness and anxiety in Chinese medicine, which is brought on by blood and qi deficiency. So this is another thing people don't realize, like especially women, and especially vegan women, if they're chronically blood deficient and anemic, and they're also, the spleen is weak because the raw food's hard on the spleen, and they're not exercising in the way because they don't have the energy to strengthen their qi. So they're qi deficient and blood deficient. They tend to feel weak. They're more sensitive emotionally. It's harder to make decisions. They can start to, if they live with qi and blood deficiency over a long period of time, they get anxiety easily. And their mind is weak and they get forgetful. So one of the herbs used for this is longan, because it builds the blood back up. It builds up the qi. And it also, it calms the mind and it stabilizes the emotions. And that's great. Especially, used with herbs like reishi. Reishi and longan together really promotes a tranquilness. It's just really nice, Shen feeling. Make sure the longan that you eat is unsweetened. Because in China, or if you go to Chinatown, it can be common practice for lower grade practitioner, average practitioners to make a sugar syrup with sugar water and soak the longan berries in them and dry them. And they'll make them taste a little sweeter, which makes them taste like a higher grade. But really, they're just slightly lower grade. Now, Dragon Herbs has high quality longan berries that are unsweetened. They're really good. Great as a tonic snack. But Dragon Herbs makes a formula called ginseng and longan, which really helps sleep. And it's really, it builds qi during the day, and it even builds some jing during the day. It's kind of a three treasure formula. It has a little bit of jing qi, but it's really a shan tonic and a heart blood tonic. The ginseng and longan will really improve sleep at night, and they especially use it for people that have a tendency to wake up in the middle of the night. Some people fall asleep easy, but they wake up easier. I like to do both. Give people ginseng and Zisyphus, which helps you fall asleep really well, and that's a heart yin tonic and some blood, and then give them ginseng and longan for also a heart tonic, but and a blood tonic and a qi tonic that can also build qi during the day, but makes you stay asleep deep. So the Zisyphus helps you fall asleep, and the ginseng and longan helps you stay asleep without waking up in the middle of the night. And being able to fall asleep easily, being able to sleep deep, and being able to not wake up, sleep all the way through, that's profound at regenerating jing. So longan berry is really a special fruit that I think is overlooked. Botanical name is Euphorbia longan, which is kind of a sign there, because I think it does have a mild euphoric, happy effect, but not extreme, because of the Shen effect. And now the nickname for longan in the Taoist world is called Dragon Eye Fruit. Love that name. Very cool. Anything with the word dragon in it in Taoist philosophy means it's huge. Out of all the animal exercises in Qigong, the dragon exercise is the most powerful, because the dragon symbolizes power and courage and strength and integrity and valor and truth. Like it's just that mythologically it's like the strongest animal or energy is the dragon. And that's no accident why Ron uses dragon, that's Dragon Herbs, the name of his company. And that's no accident why longan fruit, it looks kind of like its golden big eyeball dried. It's glassy kind of looking. And it has this odd, slightly smoked taste that's kind of nice to chew on, like a barbecue flavor almost. But it's a chewy dried fruit. But it has that look like a dragon's eye. Anything with, like in Qigong, dragon, tiger, fist is a special position you hold with the middle finger digging into the pericardium point in the hand. And as you're meditating, you hold this position for long periods of time because you can build qi while you meditate with dragon and tiger fist. And anything with the name dragon in it is like the ultimate. So dragon eye fruit is amazing tonic, longanberry. And you just got to keep it on hand because you never know when you might want to use it as a survival snack food to keep up your qi and keep up your blood and strengthen your stamina and endurance, improve your mood. And if you consume it regularly, it's going to improve your skin and your sexual function, and it's going to improve your sleep. A great food, great tonic.
This program was brought to you by TheBestDayEver.com. Thanks for listening.